It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
There's a man in the New Testament who is surely one of the most overlooked and under-recognized characters in the Bible. His name is Barnabas. What kind of person was he? Well, we're told that when the young, struggling church at Jerusalem needed financial help, he sold his property and gave the income to the church. We're told also that on another occasion, he and Paul took an offering at the church in Antioch and carried it to Jerusalem to help those left needy because of a famine. Not only did Barnabas help with the financial needs of the people, but he helped them in other ways as well. When the church at Antioch needed more leadership, Barnabas went to Tarsus and persuaded Paul to return with him and help. But there's another quality that Barnabas had that even overshadowed those. After Paul had been converted to the Christian faith and wanted desperately to meet with the Christian leaders in Jerusalem, they refused to see him. They were suspicious of him, afraid he might still be seeking to do them harm. Paul searched in vain to get someone to take him to the church leaders, but no one dared take the chance. No one, that is, but Barnabas. Barnabas risked his all, his reputation, and even, probably and possibly, his life, when he volunteered to introduce Paul to the church leaders. Barnabas reasoned that you should not hold a man's past against him when he had had a change in heart. Sometime later, when Paul was preparing for what is commonly known as the second missionary journey, he refused to include John Mark in his group. Mark had deserted Paul and Barnabas in the middle of their first journey, and Paul held this against Mark. But Barnabas was the type of person who dared to give a man another chance. So he separated from Paul and carried John Mark with him. He again risked his reputation to give a person another chance. I've often wondered where the world would be without Barnabas. There's a possibility that Paul would have never become one of the apostles and would not have been able to accomplish his great work. And there is a chance that John Mark would have turned his back on the new faith. If that had happened, we'd be much the poorer. For it was Mark who wrote the first recorded account that we have of the life and teachings of Christ. If you doubt how great that contribution of Mark is, you must remember that of the 666 verses contained in Mark's gospel, all but 30 are copied by either Matthew or Luke in their works. Take away Mark's material, and the material contained in the first three gospels would be little indeed. When Paul needed a friend but didn't deserve one, Barnabas was there. When Mark needed a friend but didn't deserve one, Barnabas was there. There's always a need for a Barnabas. You know, the world is a better place and much richer because of Barnabas. His kind is still needed today and will be as long as the world endures.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.